another edition of Bridging the Gap. We're taking the word to the streets. Bridging the Gap with Dwayne Kennedy. Oh, don't go nowhere. You're listening to Bridging the Gap. Bridging the Gap.
Yo. You ain't know Christians can do it like this. Oh, yeah. Wake up in the morning, feel these blessings on me. Riding through my city, can't nothing harm me. Me and God be cooking in the laboratory. Can't be boxed in, I don't fit your categories. Serve the most side, we the most fly. Got that Bama on me, call it road tie. Live that Christ life, that's that best life. Got a godly wife, yeah, she the right type. Waiting on God like it's the bus stop. Jesus music in my drop top. I'ma do my little dance on my TikTok. Yeah, life like a movie, wifey co-star. Woo. With all of these prayers, we gon' go far. Woo. Drunk in the spirit with no mini bar. Game 7, Michael Jordan, you know we go hard.
Much. me. Now I know the faith walk ain't a cakewalk. Man, the saints gotta pray hard, cause we all need grace in the great parts, cause we fall short of the glory that St. Paul stringing off in our thoughts. It's the way it starts, and it take you way too far, keep you way too long, and there's a great cost involved. That straight talk, I can tell you I carried the same cross. I've been there, had my share of pain and scars, been lost, and I had to change course. Playing smart, stay well below the radar, take nothing from my journey, but I take heart, cause we can't lose sight like Ray Charles. Gotta fight like the Braveheart, wage war and be a light when the days get dark. Quasar, great star, speaking life in the grave. Resurrection, and that's more than just idle talk. Christ can restore what you might have lost and turn your depression into effervescence. Yes, and that's impressive. Rest and respite for the restless. For the record, I've seen a tested love manifest in my own mess when he stepped in. Cause I was wretched, feeling less than. Second guessing, doubts crept in. Was often lost with no direction. Headed towards a dead end, far from perfection. Dead in my transgressions and sin until he breathed breath with his heavenly wind. His blood covered all my imperfections and gave me a hope in a future like George Jackson. Suffocate, and you wish that you could run away somewhere safe to escape the pain you don't want to face, the shame when you're so afraid, those chains you just want to break, of the hurt that you carry from a younger age, or the mistakes you made just the other day. I truly sympathize when you suffer great. Christ can empathize, Christ can relate. Gotta emphasize, can't minimize, he bore our sins when he died but got up from the grave. Yeah, and if the sun was raised, and we trust in the one who saves, then we're covered by his grace, and his love will never fluctuate, he'll never shut
the
gate.
If you don't know where you can hide.
Telling this story,
I don't know.
I know a lot of people know what it's like to be in trouble.
Think you know, you have no idea.
I know what it's like to really be in trouble.
True indeed.
But it doesn't end there.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead, walk with me. My story, you finna take here. Presenting the drama like Shakespeare. We just ate, my stomach's full, my plate's clear. I grabbed three of my guys to pray with me. And right now, the emotion I'm feeling is straight fear. I'm shook, but my father does not make mistakes. What's about to happen, yet I pray for grace. Death coming for me, and a grave awaits. I'm looking at my guys, they couldn't stay awake. Needed comfort to the Father, I rush fast. Perspiration from my head to my mustache. In agony, and I'm asking the Father if there's another way. I'm terrified, let this cup pass. But it's will over mine, he got the best love. They need to connect to him, I'm the best plug. I'll deal with it, won't sweep it under the next rug. Going in, I'm praying until I sweat blood. Next thing I know, I'm seeing soldiers with torchlights. They spot me, and they approaching me on sight. Then I see one of the brothers I roll with walk up to me, betraying me with a kiss, but it's all right. Then Peter wanted to smoke, I told him fall back. Got angels, if I wanted it, we could all scrap. I let him cuff me and take me away, cause I'm about to kill sin and take the hatred away. Cause I'm the truth, you in trouble, I got an answer for that. This is the story of how I stand in the gap. I'm the truth, I know what it's like to die to myself. Flames everywhere, I put out the fire myself. I'm the truth, I'm listening if you talk in the like Pontius Pilate. This is maximum heat, reminds me of Nebuchadnezzar's furnace. From the second they saw me, death is what they want to bring. Walked in, knowing every second was gonna sting. They mocked me, not knowing that I'd become a king. Pilate trying to convince people that I ain't done a thing. At this point, my heart is racing at max speed, but I'm here to complete a mission and relax, greed. Because the truth is, mankind is contaminated. You guys do dirt, thinking you can retract deeds. Everybody on earth is living by a scratch creed. I became a human, but I wasn't a sad seed. The sin you following kills you, that's a trash lead. So I let them whip me till my front and my back bleeds. Relevant picture, at this point I've never been sicker. But my blood cures, there isn't a better elixir. They wanted me dead, so they dragged me right up to Calvary. I'm stuck to a cross like a Philly 76er. It hurts for real, they stripped me down to the white meat. I breathe my last, they wrap me up in a white sheet. But on Sunday I get back up, I got a forever lifespan. Right at the right hand, I'm the truth. You in trouble, I got an answer for that. This is the story of how I stand in the gap. I'm the truth. I know what it's like to die to myself. Flames everywhere, I put out the fire myself. I'm the truth. I'm listening if you talking to me. Never easy to step when my walk in a bee. I'm the truth. Who else is willing to die so you live? My way is the life. Ride with it, kid. I'm the truth. I've been betrayed. Yeah. I've been misunderstood.
Amen. Hey, welcome
Amen.
To Bridging the Gap. We in the house.
Yes,
that was the
indeed.
Truth. Hallelujah.
I love the truth.
Amen. We just love sharing the gospel. This is Bridging the Gap. Hey, we just came off of a basketball game. Sorry for Wake Forest for that loss. But nevertheless, we are in the house. Elder Charity
yes.
in the house.
Hey, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. How y'all doing out there?
Amen. We just sharing the gospel, just having some fun in the name of the
yes,
Lord.
We
and
are.
We just appreciate everything. And thanks for tuning in and hope you ride with us. Amen. So what's going on today? What we got going on the broadcast today, Elder Charity?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. We have a guest in the house. And some of you all who are regulars, which we appreciate you all regular listeners, you may have heard her voice last week when she was a caller. And her name is none other than Jennifer Baker Graham, who is an accomplished artist, artist as well as author. So we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about. So let's hear her voice again. How you doing, Sister Jennifer?
I am awesome. How are you? And thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. We, you know, sometimes Minister Kennedy, what he does is he'll say, hey, this is what we're doing Saturday. And I'm like, hey, can I bring a guest? So I am so glad you came. And we got a lot in store for you all because, you know, she's doing some great things in
amen,
the community.
Amen.
And so we excited about that.
Yeah, I'm going over the book right now. It's, you know, it's a good read from what I've read, what you sent me earlier, Elder Charity. And I'm looking forward to hearing what's coming out of the mind.
Ooh-wee.
Amen. Amen.
Well, tell us the title of the book real quick, Jennifer.
So the book is entitled Talitha Kum, Get Up, Little Girl, Get Up. And Talitha Kum, that's what it means. Arise, I say, little girl. It's actually based on a scripture in the Bible. And I could go into this. I don't want to go too far before we go to commercial break. But I'll just say this. The book is a collaborative work. And it was initiated by a local pastor named Pastor Brandy Rojas. She has a publishing company.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Fiery Beacon Publishing House.
Ooh,
and so that book consists of different authors who had a portion of the book where they could kind of tell a summarized version of their story. And the purpose, of course, was to bring glory to God and show
amen,
how
amen.
Through trials and through allowing the Lord to heal you, he can take what the enemy intended for evil and use it to reach other people and minister life to them.
Wow. Wow. Well, I would love, I'm glad you shared that. And just really quickly, the back of the book, it says, get up, little girl, get up.
Amen.
Okay. and I just want to read that little snippet. It's a desperate father came into the presence of Jesus and begged him to come to see about his daughter, who was on the brink of death. Before they could even get to her, a report came back that she had already died. Regardless of the report, Jesus still showed up, announcing that the little girl was not dead, but asleep. Laughter filled the crowd, but it was quickly silenced by the resurrection of the little girl. Like her, many of us have endured the same place, being pronounced dead due to circumstances.
Wow.
We have desired to win, but have had trouble overcoming the loss. Join these authors as they share their stories of divine resurrection and recovery, restitution. They've made it out, and so can you.
Say that again. So can you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. Wow.
Glory be to his name.
Yes. So we're going to have you just, you know, just read a little excerpt that, you know, may come to your heart throughout, you know, throughout the day. But my gosh.
I actually have a designated portion of my entry in that book.
Sports
that
expert here. And I'm here to remind
you. Yes. Wow.
That I actually did a video recording of an excerpt where I did a reading because I also have a YouTube channel, which I need to really get back into that. Thank you, Jesus. But I do have that designated portion. So whenever it's time to read that, just let me know and I'll go ahead and read that.
Yes, that would be great. And the wonderful part about is a lot of times people don't realize because I wanted to just read that back part, but then I want your voice to be heard, right? Because we are also planning to do something exciting in the High Point area, which is going to be at the historic Ritz Theater.
Yes.
And it's going to be coming up. And y'all, I'm so excited about this. don't do that right now. Don't do that right now, Jen. I'm so excited. Listen, you all, Jennifer is going to be our first monologue, first woman monologue series at the historic Ritz Theater. I'm so excited. It is going to happen next month, and it's going to be an intimate setting, but we're going to invite you all out to come and stuff. So we'll come back. She's going to come back and talk about that. But my God, you know, Minister Kennedy, he's always promoting me and I'm always promoting him, and we want to promote you. And we thank God for it because you are always lifting up God in every way. Since I've known you, it's been a brief time. How we met, and giving a shout out to Mother Million.
Yes, Mom.
we want to give a shout out to her, and I met her through the Grace Prayer Center, and it's just been amazing. Coming from a woman of wisdom, I can see what God has done in your life, and to see the fruition of that seed and who you are, and then reading, and you know, just. You know, I'm proud of you. You know, I don't know if your mom ever said, but that's my baby. That's what she
has. Yes, her baby. I'm her grown baby. I'm still her baby always, as she tells me. Yes.
Yes. And you're talking about a prayer warrior.
Yes. That's where I get it from. Yes. I get it from my mother.
Yes. And so you are going to share with us how we can make it out, too, in all of the tests and trials.
Yes, I will share, gladly share.
Amen. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Bridging the Gap. And we're looking forward to this conversation. Woo-hoo. Amen.
Yes, amen.
One thing I learned about life.
One life.
Is everybody can't like you. And if they like you. What that really mean at the end of the day? You only got to answer to one man. One man.
One life.
You better know who you are. And I'm D1.
So tired of riding the fence. Feel like the law looking down, like D, I ain't convinced. It all hit me one night. What's my purpose on this earth? I think I lost sight. All right. It's kind of hard.
to stay focused up in this game. Why? So many bad influences be tempting you to change. I know the people see I'm a positive dude on stage, but it's a difference between being positive and being safe. Get deep with me. I'm in the room playing music for some industry folks. Woo. I keep that heat with me. I feel like they could take me to the next level. Trying to impress them and show them my talent special. Look, the conversation turns religious. What? It's so convenient to say I believe in God and keep it real vague and not specific. What? Do I not want to offend nobody? Do I not want to go in detail and risk them talking crazy about me? Am I worried about what's convenient for me? Am I dishonoring Christ before others? Matthew 10:33. Man, am I playing as safe as can be? No, sir. I'm not afraid to proudly claim my Christianity.
This is WPOL. You know me, W273 DH High Point.
Mission, unashamed, his position, sanctified, with a vision, down a ride, I ain't tripping, devil trying to catch me slipping, now I be on television, so all of the stakes risen, not gonna die, go to prison, not a product of the system, nah, I'm rebelling and telling my brethren that with the media yelling and selling, won't get them to heaven, no sir, get deep with me, Jesus died for my sins on the cross, but this girl trying to sleep with me, should I do it and satisfy my flesh, make up some excuse like, I forgot the latex, so do I man up and say I can't do it, cause I ain't trying to disobey the word of God, am I scared I'm gonna look foolish, am I scared she gonna make fun of me, not no more, cause I probably submit to this Bible sitting in front of me, I'm a Christian.
Condominiums. We soldiers of the Lord, Brody, not civilians. And armies rising up, then God is sending them to be about the Father's business. And on our list, we forever keeping ministry on top of Benjamin. Trying to be the reason that some demons fled. Preach the heathens, that's what Jesus said. We've been made alive, ain't no spirit guides, but we the beacons trying to reach the dead. Ain't no crown on my freaking head, I'd rather leave it at Jesus' feet.
instead. Cause I'd rather honor my king instead. Stay true to the vow and keep the pledge. In these horrifying times, I'm just trying to glorify God. With the mob, no organized crime. The Father got my back, yeah, the Lord is my spine. And I keep a sword on my side. Ready to wage war like Paul did it. With a holy regiment, and we all with it. And we authentic, I put my heart in it. On fire for the Lord like an arsonist. I won't call it quits, no, I'm in it for the long run. Since I got saved, everybody been saying I've been on one. Hog mob ain't giving no fair ones out. You want the smoke with one of us, we all come. Ain't no fair fight, cause when two or more gathered, he is there, right? Better be on point with your prayer life. Bomb on the enemy like an airstrike. All I see is every knee gon' bow that it cold you. Last days to the face like a razor blade. Something but 50 brace, no shame. Remembering the pain of the one slain. I fought in the wake at the beginning and the end day. Made up in the image of the only reason why I came. Banging on the adversary is an everyday thing. Four swinging like a Chevy in the fast lane. Weighing heavy like a sumo to the membrane. Ain't nobody over here scared of Satan.
No.
Hog mobbing to the pavement. Taking over the enemy territory, came in. To the chin with a win, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Real ambassadors in the field with stamina. Devil get away from us. We built like cameras. We get to snap in the flash. We raising up like Lazarus, blazing us like cannabis. Pay for us, renaming us, enabled us, inhabit us. We already got the victory, manifesting that prophecy. Bring a family, hog my ministry, steady banging on the enemy.
Talking about reloading today, right?
Yes.
And oftentimes we don't realize how much we need to reload. And ooh,
well, that's a common principle within in scripture. We always have to refill ourselves. We always have to go back. We always have to keep a mindset of who we are. You know, that's what I was going to talk about today. I was going to talk about the mind, the human mind, and how, you know, all of our logic flow from our mind, and
yes,
and how important to get the word of God in our minds, in our spirit. Hallelujah. So that we can be overcomers. I mean, I know the scripture tells us that God done it all. But yes, there are some things that we have to apply ourselves to. And that's like getting his word, renewing our minds, rinsing us, cleansing us, reloading us.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It gets real.
What's that? Romans 12:12-2. It says, be transformed by the renewing of thy mind.
Yes.
Oh, my God. But first he said what? I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
By the mercies of God.
By the mercies of God.
Yes.
That you what?
Present your bodies.
A living.
Yes.
Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world.
But be ye
transformed
by
the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Lord, have
that
mercy.
Ye may prove what is that good
and
acceptable and perfect will
perfect
of God.
Will
yes.
Of God.
That's the word.
Oh, that's
amen
the word.
I love 2 Timothy 1:13.
Uh-oh.
You know, and that's, you know, there's so many scriptures that point out the mindset.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of our mindsets aren't in tune with Christ.
You said that.
But, you know, it's a lot of Christians. Mm. It's a lot of Christians that are living the Christian life.
Oh, that's right.
But they don't even have the same values as Christ.
You said that.
Oh, come on. Somebody.
Come on now.
That's crazy. You know, why would you want to live in something that you don't put your all into? Anything worth doing is worth doing it right,
God,
right? Wholeheartedly,
that's,
right?
That's yes, it, that's it.
But there's all so many people, and those are the ones that we're going to hear that terrible saying, I never knew you. You were doing the work, but you was doing the work without me. And that's terrible, you know, and I feel for, and that's my prayer is that, you know, I continually search myself.
That's good.
Even Paul said, you know what, after I done preached to others, let me check myself to make sure even I'm saved.
Yes.
My God.
Listen, this walk is no joke.
None.
As a lot of people take it as just, a fly by night, patty cake. No,
Baker,
this stuff is real. Yeah.
Christ's work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, it makes a difference when you do read that word, get it in your spirit. He says, hide the word of God in your heart.
Mm. Yes.
And if you don't hide it in your heart, you know, when you are going through different things, you really don't know how to apply the word.
Right.
Oftentimes we are looking at the word of God, but we don't know how to apply the word of God into our everyday situations.
Yeah.
You know, like I had to apply the word of God. Jesus, y'all. And I this may be confessed a little bit, but Lord,
it's
I thank
for
God
soul
for the word. I thank
soul
God
it's
for the word.
That
I had to apply that word. It said a soft answer turned away
wrath.
I had a couple practices where that soft it wasn't so soft, but I'm doing better.
Uh-huh, thank Jesus. Uh-huh.
Hey,
well, you know,
I got a little softer.
That scripture. He's gonna put us to the test. Just a little smidgen softer.
And I said, maybe I can go a little bit low. Just a little bit. You know, and so I started, it was something that I read in my, not read, but I was listening to, I listened to personal development in the morning.
Okay, yes.
And it was something that I decided, I heard, I can't remember exactly who it was, if it was Jim Rohn or somebody that said, somebody that was saying, learn how to speak with a smile.
Yes.
Now, it's hard for me to tell you off with a smile.
It is.
I said, Jesus. So I tried it, and it was working. It was like, no, I'm sorry. You can't do that. And it sounded so sweet. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of nice. You know,
practice makes perfect.
Yes,
huh?
It changes the whole delivery and the whole meaning, though, of your saying. Whatever you're saying, if you smile, it's interpreted differently. You could say those same words without a smile, and people can get offended.
Yeah.
When you add that element of a smile and a bright face,
yes,
like, oh, okay, she's sweet, she's nice. Oh, okay, she's just giving information or giving instruction. I can receive that.
Yes. So, you know, I have to say, pray for my strength in the lower, y'all.
We're praying.
Hey, man, you're doing great, because some people, and this, we're going back to that mind again, because some people don't even have the mindset to even apply that or to even try that, to even attempt that.
Yes.
You know, just do it differently. Some people just like, mean it in a junkyard dog. You know what I mean?
Oh,
just like, come on.
Wow.
And then you ever hear this one? I pray for you. Oh, Lord. Keep them prayers. Keep them prayers.
My favorite was, I lay hands on you.
The five-fold ministry. The laying on the hands.
Fold
the five.
My God,
yes.
Sister watching on Facebook, she just put an LOL. Hey, Nikki. And Brother William out there, too, we want to give a shout-out. Y'all are listening live. We just appreciate y'all. But I tell you, yeah, that 5-4 ministry, yes. Laying on hands. Yes. And then teaching them how to lay on. Come on here. What?
Amen,
what?
Amen.
But that's okay. You know, so that's a good segment of Get Up, Girl.
You know, one of the things I find, we can know the Word of God. Back to what you were saying a few minutes ago. We can know the Word of God. We could have grown up in church and have a book, chapter, and verse of a scripture that addresses whatever we're dealing with mm-hmm. in life. But the fight is not, okay, do I know what scripture? The fight is that carnal nature.
Yes.
You literally have to fight against those carnal urges to react rather than respond. For me, that's the biggest fight you'll ever fight.
Mm-hmm.
That fighting of
that's
yourself and your self-will. Yes.
Yeah, we blame the adversary for too much. A lot of the stuff,
You're
ain't got nothing to do. It's you.
Right.
Deal with you. You know, address your problem, your
yes.
issues. Yeah, we be blaming him.
Don't be talking about me right now.
That's a fact amongst us all. You know?
He kept saying, deal with your issues, and then pointing over here, and then deal with your issues.
Let the conviction work.
Jesus.
And that's a beautiful thing. Conviction is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it
because,
is.
You know, the Lord say, who he chastised, he loves.
That's right.
So, yeah, correct me, Lord.
Yes, we need it.
Yes.
Keep me in check.
Yes, and I'm grateful that is my testimony, is that I always want to be operating in a place where I'm growing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be stagnant in my growth in the Lord, because often, you know, there's a lot of us that's in the church
mm-hmm.
that's been in the church for over 20 some years mm-hmm. and ain't got better in our attitude.
Amen, amen.
You know, ain't got better in
that's
our spirit. Ain't got better in our
I call them pew sitters. You know, they pew sitters, but they point the finger at you, you know, sitting on that bench like, oh,
that's a whole problem. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It really is. It, you know, if you think about it, that's their function. Mm-hmm. When we talk about let the wheat grow
with
the tares.
Yeah.
And if we deal, you know, think about, you know, you really got to be emotionally intelligent and really apply that word back to a soft answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Turn it around.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're just asking you to just pick up the word and be soft, be nice, be kind, be gentle, you mm-hmm. know, because somebody else, I don't know, have y'all ever been into a emergency room, and in the emergency room, you were mean to the person next to you, you looked at them crazy? No. Be like, hey, how you doing?
Right.
You all right?
We all in the same place.
That's what the church is. It is a hospital.
Yes.
And so we're in the emergency room. So just because, you know, I may be bleeding while leading, okay,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that I don't need help too.
Yeah. Right.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times we condemn those and we get on those and like, well, you're a leader and you're not supposed to. No, our leaders are bleeding too.
Come on.
You know, check this out. They're in the hospital too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If we're all in the hospital, what do we do? We all in there.
Well, you know, and that's a key point in Jesus' ministry, because he showed us, you know, how we live. First of all, the scripture says, this is the will of God, that you be content in all circumstances and situations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and most of that stuff is because of trials and tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't nobody want that. I understand. Don't nobody want to have any parts of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then the flip side of it, he showed us how to go through those issues mm-hmm. in the hospital, going through things, and how to react and how to deal with people in that same. But he applied himself into that to show us how to get over that. He overcome death. He showed us how we can overcome that, because we go through so much stuff and we put so much emphasis on that problem or that situation,
right.
And we just need to learn how to turn it. You know, those bands that they used to wear a couple years ago, what would Jesus do?
Yes.
Even though it was just a cliche for most,
mm-hmm.
it's a real statement.
Mm-hmm.
We need to look and see, how did Jesus react to that? How did Jesus, because he went through everything that we go through.
That's right.
Yeah, so we have to learn how to apply ourselves. And I count it a blessing. I was talking to someone the other day. I count it a blessing just to even have the mindset to serve the Lord.
Yes.
And even that comes from him.
It does.
You know, he the one put all this in us. But you know what he said? He said that he revealed himself to those that kept his commandments. Mm. So what came first? It came for us finding his word, living in his word, walking in his word. And he said, man, I see you. And he revealed himself to us. Mm-hmm. And that, I was telling people, listen, I don't have the church pew. I don't have the altar call relationship with Christ. I never met him at the altar. I didn't have that transition. I didn't have a pastor or brothers. I had me and the Lord in a drug-confessed apartment. So my experience with him came real and real quick. See, so that's why I'm embedded in the Lord, and I love it. I love it. If you have ever had a real experience with Christ, it's hard to go the other way.
You're right. That's right.
You're right.
That's
you
right.
can't deny it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. that's it.
There's no denying that.
You can't
that.
Deny it.
He and met you where you... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No.
I was going to say, he met you where you were. And if you had that experience in a church, it would still be real, mm-hmm. but it means more when you're in your sin and the Lord meets you right there where you are. And Amen. That speaks of the love of Christ. You know, while we were yet sinners, yeah. what, Christ mm-hmm. died for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a matter of accepting that gift of Amen. Salvation.
And he came to yes. see about us. He came to yes, see about little old me.
Yes.
I tell people all the time, you know, if God had a desk, he'd have a picture of me on his desk. I'm his favorite, y'all.
His favorite? Okay, all right.
I don't know, y'all. We always talk about this. I think I might be the favorite.
I'm the favorite over here.
You the favorite over there? I'm the favorite.
I got favor with Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, you know, and speaking of favorites, you know, somebody says bleeding while leading. And I want to just kind of clarify that, you know, really, if you think about a soldier, these warriors and veterans, and giving a shout out to
it's
us,
national.
It is so national. Right? It is a national issue.
Yes.
Amen. Let's see if we can get one of these commercials.
Let's see if that's no worse. We're going to come back and talk about that. Bleeding while leading. Thank you for listening to Bridget.
Amen. We'll be right back.
Be a part of the solution. Learn more at lanternrescue.org. You too can help light the way to freedom.
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus. Available now in bookstores or go online to firstwordsofjesus.com.
Yes, and amen.
Boy, we love
they over there, they over there jamming, y'all. We coming from a break. They over there pieing.
Yeah.
And singing their gospel tunes. Come on, y'all. Stay focused.
Minister Canada.
Line is on.
We love that. We love that. That hook is off the chain.
Yeah, Alex Cutler did that. Alex Cutler, man. Mr. Producer, look him up on Facebook. He's a great dude. I got to go see him real soon about some things, and he's just an awesome brother.
I might need a commercial because I love that hook.
I love it.
We like Bridging the Gap.
It's catchy.
Bridging the Gap. Uh-huh. Minister Canada.
We got to add some more to that, too.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Build a charity.
Oh, man.
Elder Charity, she's a blessing. She's been coming on the show for years. She's a guest host, but she's permanent pillar now. She's here all the time, and we appreciate her. And she's doing a great job in the Lord. And you know, she runs the Ritz Theater. If you guys didn't know, she runs the Ritz Theater in High Point, and she's always having events and she's the greatest hostess I've
yes.
met. She's a great hostess.
Thank you. Hostess
to
with
God
the mostest.
Thank you all for that.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I don't promote myself a lot.
You never do.
And I tell you, it's hard. But one thing that I miss doing this year, and I think I need to, usually at the beginning of the year, I would actually cook. Because not everybody know I cook.
What?
Mm-hmm. So
I see your videos.
can't tell everybody everything, you know, they ain't gonna want to go home. You gotta send folks home nowadays, you know what I'm saying? So I like to cook. I really do like to cook.
Me too.
And man, y'all, we got two sisters here that love to cook now. Yeah, so, and so now I've gotten to a better where I'm trying to eat a little bit better. Every now and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night and get a piece of chocolate, but pray for my strength in the Lord. But I like to cook, and this year I didn't get a chance to cook, but I got an opportunity to go over to one of my friends' homes, and they cooked in their family. It was just a wonderful sisterhood, brotherhood. Giving a shout out to Johanna Bridges with Connecting Bridges and mental health counselor. And so she's just amazing. And so I just had an opportunity to just sit down and not really have to worry about cooking.
Okay.
And it was just so nice. And I was like, wait a minute. You know, I need to do this again, because when I was going through my downtime, and my counselor says, don't just cook. Think about the growth of the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the growth of the fruit. Mm-hmm. Think about the growth of the vegetables and how God has blessed you with the growth of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chopping of it, the cutting and the preparation of it. And when he was sharing this with me, my counselor at the time, and he was sharing this with me, and he was like, you got to get excited about it. Get excited about the vegetables coming together and how God has created them to blend so well.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're sauteing them and all of that, you know, and it made me think about how we in family and in community, how we are to the scripture that says every joint supply.
Yes.
And not everything fits together, but your curve may not fit my curve,
mm-hmm.
but it fits somewhere else in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so your seasoning may not fit my season,
mm-hmm.
but it fits somewhere it's in the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
And it reminds me of a puzzle piece. And so, you know, oftentimes when we're down, I think about, you know, what you're going to be talking about in the book.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing when I was reading about, it's like, wait a minute, get up.
Yes. Mm.
Now I know what it feels like. Can you tell us a little bit more about what, if you want to read also a segment in the book, if you can.
Amen. So before I read that segment, if I may,
yes.
I just want to, if I can just give a little bit of history about coming to this point of deciding to do this project.
Yeah.
Pastor Brandy Rojas had a morning live that she would do on Facebook. And because she's an author and she has her own publishing company, mm-hmm. she's always promoting and that sort of thing. And when she announced that she was putting together a collaboration, my spiritual response initially was yes.
Mm.
And then here comes the enemy immediately telling me no.
Mm.
Because my thought was, even though it's a condensed version of my testimony, it's literally, to me, it feels like I'm taking off my clothes and standing naked.
Jesus.
Because even though I'm talking to you on the radio right now, I'm what I call an extroverted introvert. But I used to be an introvert. So to be that naked and that raw and that candid in these few pages that I've been allotted in this book, it just felt so like,
oh my,
uncomfortable, you know
yes.
what I mean? But then I said, okay, well, you know what, Lord, if this is what you would have me to do, then you're going to give me what to say and how to say, because I did not want the message to be one of bitterness.
Mm.
I wanted it to be information about what I've experienced and then a testimony of how God turned it around for me when I decided to do the work to allow him to heal me where I was hurting.
Hallelujah.
So while I was in this process of preparing for this, I didn't tell my mother, I didn't tell my sister, I didn't tell my best friends. I was just talking to the publishing company and then that vertical dialogue with the Lord, because I wanted to make sure that everything I highlighted in this book,
vertical dialogue, but also internal dialogue, because
yes.
you got him on the inside.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You tell me that all the time. Yes, ma'am. Yes. He lives within. Yes.
And within. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So you got to go within.
Go within. And I didn't want the well-intended but misguiding advice or opinions of the ones closest to me to stop me from delivering in this book what
powerful.
He intended it to be. So I had to keep my mouth shut. And my bishop, our bishop, Bishop Kevin Williams, he says wisdom moves in what? silence.
Silence.
That's what he says. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me be wise. Let me move in silence. I did not announce it until it was already in print.
My God.
When it was on the way to print. That way I knew this had the seasoning and the flavor that God wanted it to have. Mm. Not what I wanted it to have. Mm-hmm. What my mother may have suggested, and I love her. But sometimes people kind of, you know how you say to a person, okay, this is what I want to do. What do you think about this? Mm-hmm. They may deviate you from what you have here. And mm-hmm. if this is what God gave you, then you need to go with this.
Ooh, that's good.
That's what I wanted to do, and that's what I did.
That's powerful.
And I give God glory for that because it took a lot to just be quiet.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Woo! That was powerful.
Yes, it is. And we're going to come back. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back to that. I want to see if these triggers is working right. But we're going to come back to that because I do want to hear more about that part that you showed me in there. I went over it a little quick, but that's some powerful stuff. But God is good, people. And that's what it's all about here, bridging the gap. And in these ladies' lives, it's about sharing the gospel, being heartfelt and heart touched by the Lord. To share, because what you just said is powerful, you know, because mm-hmm. sometimes we just go and, you know, and just do things. Sometimes we need to sit down and just, you know, get that connection. Lord, is this really you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And is this really what you want me to do?
Yes.
Because there's all kinds of scriptures in the book. I love the Bible, but there's all kinds of stories in the book of people that ran before God. Mm-hmm. People that didn't run fast enough. Mm. People that got deviated from that course.
Yes.
Oh, it's so many scriptures in there,
so
people.
Many.
This Bible is a living well of wisdom.
You know?
Hey, but I tell you, we love the Lord. Hey, we'll be right back on Bridging the Gap. We're going to see what's happening in the land of commercials. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. But do I not persuade men? Or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
I can hear them talking about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. No, I am not a crowd pleaser, I'm a God pleaser. Cause he determines my destiny when I leave here. There is no one, no one, nobody that can stop you. It's only you, yeah. I can hear them talking about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising.
I need the spirit of excellence upon me. You can say what you want, but I know what my father calls me. I'm a son of his love. Nobody can stop me but myself, not even Satan. And his angels can have me thinking like hell. That's why I love conviction. It separates the soul from the spirit. Talking about living by faith and not living off of my feelings. Got no time to get defended. Gotta survive these accusations. If you spit on me, then I do like Jesus did. Whenever they slay them, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. I got this truth in my heart, cause Father, I'm so close to you. Father, forgive them, cause they don't know what they do. Look, I got this truth in my heart, cause Father, I'm so close to you.
I can hear them talking about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. No, I am not a crowd pleaser, I'm a God pleaser. Cause he determines my destiny when I leave here. There is no one, no one, nobody that can stop you. It's only you, yeah. I can hear them talk about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. No, I'm a God pleaser.
Look, the one who made me, is the one who elevates me. I know the king of darkness really hate me, so he used the ones he can to put some lies inside my head. Yeah, he like to use his puppets when you right there by the edge. When you slip, when you fall, they say what happened, Mr. Bible Man. But I know if I got my eyes on the king, yeah, anytime I can rise again. I ain't not trying to bleed these people. Who you really trying to boast in, huh? I'ma lean on the king, not cause it depend on him when I'm broken, huh? I'ma keep my heart strong, my faith high. I got a made up mind. I ain't not here aiming at night, cause Jesus made me brave and wise. My job is to love the one that's so far from Jesus. Even if they hate me, they just don't know who they are from Jesus.
I can hear them talking about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. No, I am not a crowd pleaser, I'm a God pleaser. Cause he determines my destiny when I leave here. There is no one, no one, nobody that can stop you. It's only you, yeah. I can hear them talk about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. No, I'm a God pleaser.
The weapon for the kingdom and the city.
Yes and amen. Hey, welcome, welcome back to Bridging the Gap. We in the house.
Yes, yes.
God is good. Lord, God is good. Man, I love the conversation where it's been going all day, you know. And that's the thing, you know, if we can share something that can touch somebody and move somebody in a closer direction with God, it's all worth it. Even just basic in the streets, just saying something. And that's a prayer that I always have is like, Lord, I don't want to say what I want to say. Lord, give me the words to say that can penetrate that heart. You know, and that's, to me, that's like an accomplishment in itself. So, hey, that's where I'm at. But hey, I'm in tune to your book now. So okay. Where we at? Where we at with that?
Come on now, Jennifer. Go ahead and bring us on in.
So what I have prepared for you is a little excerpt. And I actually did this excerpt in my YouTube channel, which I mentioned earlier. So I'm going to go ahead and read that for you. It's a couple of pages. Why wasn't I getting better? When was the misery going to be over? When was the sun going to shine again? When was God going to unbreak my heart? I often wondered if he had forgotten about me or if he was angry with me. I mean, after all, the whole reason why I was in such a mess in the first place was because I had walked away from him when I got grown. Because I wanted to live my life. No more church, no more Jesus, and no more choir rehearsals or Bible reading. Ooh. Or thou shalt not. That was my declaration, and I was determined to stick to it like glue. See, I have never agreed with straddling the fence. If I'm in, I'm in, and if I'm out, then I'm out. There were then and are now no in-betweens and no exceptions. My mother and father divorced when I was a baby in the crib, so I have no memories of them being together as a married couple. I was too young to remember any of the time they spent together as husband and wife. That reality shaped me and predisposed me at a young age and produced an intense desire for a father-daughter relationship. Simultaneously, I grew up not trusting men because of ways that I was mishandled and inappropriately touched by some of them. You know how they are. They're the ones you should have been able to trust, but later realized that you could not. And in parentheses in this paragraph I wrote, I'm not talking about my daddy or Poppy either. Poppy's my bonus dad. So there I was, yearning for the relationship with the very species that had also hurt and dishonored me. Nonetheless, my desire for connectivity far outweighed my caution and even my discernment at times. I just wanted to be loved, accepted, valued, approved of, and affirmed. The devil saw that disease to please in me and used different males to dishonor me, manipulate me, and bully me into silence. I didn't like the way I felt when they did what they did, but even more so, I disliked the feeling of rejection or disapproval. Sidebar, and this is coming to a close. How much abuse and mishandling have you tolerated for fear of the rejection and disapproval you will receive when you announce that you refuse to tolerate it anymore? That's my excerpt.
Oh, my.
She slammed that book down, y'all. She slammed that book down. Amen, amen. That's a cap in the a black eye in the devil's face. Amen.
That's it.
Because that's the thing, you know. That's what Scripture points out. The things that He uses to destroy us, God uses to build us.
Yes. That was powerful.
Yes, yes, amen.
That when was, you bring it to the light.
Yeah. And when you at what moment did you realize that it was okay for you to bring it to the light? Because oftentimes we don't get to that point where we feel like it's okay.
I started that journey of realization, and it was in my late 20s, early 30s. I had gone through separation and divorce, and that's a life-changing event and series of things that take place after that, emotional cleansing and healing and that sort of thing. And so doing the work to heal, I just knew that that was a piece of the pie that the enemy had built in my life that needed to be destroyed. And you bring it to the light. That's how you address it. That's how you get the healing. There's a saying, I'm sure you've heard it, that time heals all wounds. And I talk about that in this book here. Mm. That's a lie. Mm. Time does not heal all wounds. And I'm a witness that it doesn't, because years of time passing, that was my life from the time that I got divorced, just letting time pass. I wasn't healing. And I kept saying, well, they say time heals all wounds. Why am I not getting better? That's how my excerpt starts. Why was I not getting better? Because it's not the mere passage of time that heals. It's over time. If you're doing the work, you know, you study your word, you pray and you ask the Lord to heal your heart. Yeah. You walk in forgiveness intentionally. And I heard this said today when I was watching a video. Forgiveness does not necessarily mean that you are reconciling the connection on that level. What it means is you set yourself free and set that person free so that your heart can occupy the space. The Lord can occupy that space, and then you can use that testimony and walk in wisdom. You know, if a person tells you that they're sorry with their mouth, but their actions speak otherwise, Maya Angelou said it, believe them the first time they show you who they really are.
Not the second.
Believe them. You can't fix somebody. You can't heal a person. Yeah. Only God can change someone. Mm-hmm. So again, that journey started when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, but I kind of put it on pause. And when I say put it on pause, I had been going for counseling. Mm-hmm. That's a taboo in the church, taboo in the Black community. It just is. Mm-hmm. But I'm not ashamed to say I'm going for counseling. You know why? Because it's a part of what I had to do during the passage of time to receive the healing that I needed. Mm-hmm. It's just a reality, you know?
You know, back in the day, we talk about mental health and counselors and stuff like that. And they say, well, if you're reading the Word of God, you don't need a counselor. But, you know, oftentimes we forget that we do, because not everybody interpret at a certain level or understand at the same level. And so I'm glad you brought that out as it relates to time. When you did the internal work for yourself and you shared what was happening, at what point did you realize that you had the support of your family?
Well, I knew it from back when I was younger, when I was like in my childhood years going into teenage years. But this is kind of complicated with that question, so I have to answer your question wisely. So with the wisdom that I need to use, I'll say this. I needed to confront someone. One of many. And when I confronted this person, because this was one of the people who had mishandled me, the person denied it.
Ooh.
Denied it and told me they don't have any memory of it. Now, I'm not throwing shade at all, but I'm just going to acknowledge the fact that sometimes I know people can bury things in their subconscious, because when they realize what they've done, they just can't handle the reality of it. Maybe that's a part of what was happening. I don't know. But I had to realize, even with that, there was no bad blood between me and this person. I was just doing it for the sake of putting voice to it, bringing it to the light, as you talked about before, and really just acknowledging it and then releasing that person vocally and verbally. That was a part of my process. But I also had to do the other side of the coin, which was whether this person acknowledges it, remembers it or not, I have a responsibility, if I want to walk in wholeness and healing and soundness of mind, to just release it and let it go and let the Lord use it.
There you go, right there.
It. Not to throw shade.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because the purpose, again, is not to make somebody look bad. That's not my intention. The purpose is to show the devil can get in somebody's mind. He can get in their actions. And when you have a calling and an assignment, the devil will come for you early, because he wants to stop you.
That's right.
And that's what that was intended to do, to stop what the Lord wants to do in my life. So the key that we have to remember as Christians is we're growing from faith to faith, glory to glory. And as we allow the Holy Spirit to touch those places that human hands can't touch, because they're inside, let him touch those places, let him heal those wounds. That is when God gets the most glory. Because when we give those testimonies and tell people, like you shared about your experience with being in your drug infested apartment, as you phrased it, God came where you were. That's a testimony. And because you're not afraid and ashamed to share it, there could be a drug addicted person listening right now who says, oh, okay, I didn't go to the church house over the last 10 years, but he came to your house when you were doing drugs? Really? Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll do that for me too. Yes, he will.
That's right.
He will. Mm-hmm. And that's what this Christian walk is about. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is Jesus saves. He saved you from the drug-infested apartment. He saved me from the past. Mm-hmm. Hurt and pain and being mistreated and having low self-esteem. And I'm a work in progress. You have your own testimony mm-hmm. of the charity. But if we're not afraid to share what he's done, mm-hmm. again, that's mm-hmm. what gives God glory.
He saved me in the church.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people that's in the church mm-hmm. that's not saved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he saved me in the church. And I would have to say I was also later saved from tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, you better talk about it.
And when I read the title alone and listening to your excerpt, you know, it was like, whoa, get up.
Mm.
It's not just getting up out of the situation, but you got to get up in your mind.
Yes. Yes. Say that.
You know, when you think about getting up, you got to get up spiritually.
You do.
Your spirit, you got to go so deep inside to get up.
You do.
And I love what you said is, you know, when you get up in your spirit, you will then get up spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You will get up naturally. You will speak up mm-hmm. when you get up.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we don't speak up
mm-hmm.
because we haven't gotten up mm-hmm. internally. And that's what starts the healing process of being hurt and damaged and not forgiving and things of that nature. It is just so amazing. I love what you say about, you know, what you did. Who inspired you to stay in forgiveness? It doesn't matter.
Just
inspired you?
Honestly, a realization that I was allowing offense and hurt and pain and those things mm-hmm. to occupy space that God wanted to use for his magnification and his glory. And even deeper than that, God showing me that allowing those things to take up that space was a form of idolatry.
Amen. Mm. Yes, yes.
Ooh, my God.
Some people miss that.
He said, you will have no other gods before mm-hmm. him. That's what he said. He's number one. He's the only true and living God. So wanting to yield myself to the Lord so that he could use all of me, and that, as people say, I don't make the graveyard richer when I die, but rather I die empty. Oh. I can only do that if I allow him to empty me and mm-hmm. put in me, you know, that confidence. It's in me. I just have to employ it. I have to allow him to work through me, mm-hmm. understanding that it's not me doing it anyway. It's me yielding to him and allowing him to flow through me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to avail all of myself to him, you know, as much as he needs to use me to do what he put me here to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was my motivation and remains my motivation.
Wow.
And you can drop the mic, but don't drop these.
Okay, don't drop these.
You can call her on the line.
Yeah, you have a call, but you know what's funny? And this is a funny, sad thing. The fact of it, you know, because you mentioned idolatry. Some people put their situation and apartment, and even though they hate it, that's their idol.
Right.
Their focus is on that.
So right.
Their praise is on that. You know, and some end up having that victim mentality.
So
you know,
right.
and they woe with me. You know, and they make that an idol.
Yeah.
But hey, that's some deep. Yeah, we got to call her on the line. You know, when people call in, I like to get them through. I'm not sure what this gentleman has to say, but we're gonna hear what he got to say.
Awesome. Amen.
Carla, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir? You have something you want to share with us?
I remember, like, when I was in the situation with bed bugs, and it was terrible.
Bed bugs?
It was very terrible.
Okay.
But when I was talking to God about it.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to end up losing everything. But nevertheless, if you want me out of here, I got to get gone.
Amen. Well, that's a fact. But yeah, you have something
so that pertains.
So you got some pertaining to what our evangelist was speaking on?
So basically, I had to get up from there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where I'm staying at now, I am much happier.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And I'm very grateful that God is turning so much stuff around. Better yet, a friend I known from school, I've been talking with this person ever since May, and it's been a blessing.
Amen, amen.
Praise God, amen. Yes.
You know, we thank you for your call in, and please call in anytime, and may the Lord bless you some more.
God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Oh, trust me. He will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I talk to him.
Amen. That's a beautiful thing. Amen.
You know, it's interesting, and thank you again, caller, for calling in.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, just even the title, Get Up,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what situation it is, you know, just like what he said is his situation, you know, the Lord spoke, get up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And in most cases,
you better get up, especially dealing with bed. You better get up.
You better get up. You know, you're going to lose everything if you don't. That's it. It's awesome, you know. Another part in the book that you talked about, ooh, it was so much. You're going to be doing a little brief little monologue, so we're going to come back.
Yes.
And you're going to be just sharing your experience in multiple things, you know, as it relates to who you are, right?
Yes.
And I love the fact that when you grew up in the suburbs of New York,
yes.
I hear some
New
accent.
Yes, I'm a native New Yorker. Uh-huh. Yes, I am. I'm a native New Yorker.
See, amen. Well, let's go to this commercial
break.
We're
going to come back with that. Amen. That's a good thing. Yes, we'll come
amen.
Back.
Hallelujah.
Praying. We are still praying.
Elder Peculiar Margaretha,
we are praying for all
with
counties, especially for Scythe. We are praying for the county manager, the city manager, and their assistants. We are praying for administrations and board chairs everywhere. We are praying for all educators everywhere and the children. Saints, we are praying. According to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Do you remember that scripture? We are praying for the body of Christ everywhere. We are praying without ceasing. The prayer warriors are praying. We be praying. This is Elder Peculiar Margaretha Sprinkle with your word of inspiration, and we are praying. God bless you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Inspiration. And we are praying. God bless you.
There are places with people in this world that are without any hope. That is until Mercy Ships arrives. Mercy Ships is a place restoring sight to the blind, healing to the deformed, acceptance and help to the outcast, and love to the brokenhearted.
And many times, you can almost see the life coming back into them. Can't be that.
Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, staffed with some of the most skilled volunteer medical professionals and crew. Mercy Ships brings hope, healing, and love to the lost and forgotten in the world. To learn more, go to mercyships.org today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is WPOL. 278B in Winston-Salem. And W273DH High Point. This is WPOL. W273DH High Point.
And amen. Thank you all for calling back, listening back in on Bridging the Gap. We were talking about during the break. We were talking about, get up, little girl, for get up. And actually, for those who have just joined us, we have none other than a co-author here, Jennifer Baker Graham, who is one of the authors of a collaboration. This is an awesome book. A Fiery Beacon collaboration.
Yes, Fiery Beacon Publishing House, located right here in Greensboro. Well, I'm in Minson, but it's located in Greensboro, North
really?
Carolina. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really? That is awesome. And one of the things that you were sharing with us as it relates to who you are, you're from New York.
I am.
And then you started singing. Y'all, listen. She can sing. She can sing. And we are excited that we... Can I go ahead?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are excited that she is going to be our first monologue right there at the Ritz Theater.
Come on, somebody.
Yes. We are so excited.
I'm excited.
We're so excited that she is going to be our first monologue
yes.
for the Ritz Theater. I need to say that one more time. Jennifer Baker Graham is going to be our first monologue series for the Ritz Theater, the historic Ritz Theater located there at 709 East Washington Drive. Of course, Creative Niche, my company Creative Niche,
yes.
Operates the historic Ritz Theater. And I'm excited. The Lord bless us to meet
yes.
through the Grace Prayer Center birthday celebration. I was one of the recipients birthing my purpose.
Yes.
And so your mom, how we met was your mom. She's also one of the gatekeepers, intercessors. And so giving a shout out to Grace Prayer Center
yes.
and Prophetess Carmona and Prophetess, all of the prophets and sisters and mothers in the Lord, where we really just love to pray.
Yes.
And so being a part of that, you know, I got a chance to meet your mother and you
yes.
were coming to support your mom.
Yes.
And then we met and the Lord blessed and you just said you had no clue who I was.
I didn't.
And
I just
you
felt
said,
the connection.
And we started talking. And she says, I would love to. I said, oh, she says, oh, well, what do you do? And I think I said, oh, I operate the historic Ritz Theater right there on Washington Street. She says, I've always wanted to do what?
Wanted to do some form of acting and singing.
Oh, come on.
And
man.
When I was younger, tying what I'm about to say into what I read in my story, I was too afraid to do it. I was afraid of my own voice. And you know, when you're coming up and you're the youngest among siblings or the youngest with the family members who are close in age to you, a lot of times you just get hushed and, you know,
yeah,
quiet.
I'm the youngest, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I had internalized that for a long time. And so, you know, the sound of my own voice, having to come out of the insecurity of what I had been through on top of that, it was just that thing that there was this internal battle and struggle. It was like I had the desire to do it, but the fear, I was allowing the fear to trump the desire.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
So when you shared that with me about the opportunity, it brought me to tears, literally.
Yeah. And I said, well, I have a theater. I said, well, you can do a monologue at my place. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah. What do you mean? You got a church? No, it's the Historic Ritz Theater. She's like, huh? I said, I got a stage, tables, chairs, the whole nine. What? Are you serious?
Yes.
And then she said it in her New York Island. I call it New York Island voice because it is a mixture. I was like, where's she from? And then I heard her sing. Just do a little snippet of little girl. Just a little, the hook.
Okay, now y'all excuse my voice.
No. Just do a little snippet of.
Little girl, wonder are you listening? Little girl, struggling with your confidence. I'm going to stop right there because, you know.
That's that Mary Mary. We got a Mary Mary in the house. We appreciate Mary Mary. I love Mary Mary too.
I do too.
So that was beautiful. So we are going to get a little bit of that along with reading, along with acting, along with singing. We're going to experience Jennifer.
Amen.
And we're going to experience the God in you. And how we too can get up.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. What do you remember the spark when you realized that you can sing?
You know what my first memory of singing is? And yes, I remember it. My mother, we lived in the suburbs in New York, but the town that we were in before we moved to where I grew up, that town was called Inwood. And I have this memory of being in a little band, like a marching band of the preschool that I was going to. And I remember walking next to my classmate and singing. I was just standing so tall. I remember this marching down the street in this little parade, these little toddlers singing. I think the song was, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I think that was the song. But I remember just walking down the street and just feeling so happy and feeling so joyful. And I will say this. I didn't mention this in the book, but music has been that thing that has carried me through every phase and stage of life. Mm-hmm. So I have an intimate relationship with music. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, if it wasn't for song and music and that sort of thing, I don't know where I would be right now. I don't.
Amen.
I thank
music
God
is
for
definitely
it.
Instrumental in our lives.
Yes.
I tell you that.
Yes.
You know, I tell people all the time, music is international. It's a national thing. Everybody can hear sound. You know, now, like I said, we don't give, this is bridging the gap now. We don't give the adversary nothing. You know, people say, oh, that's a devil music, holy hip hop music. No, we take and we put the, we don't, first of all, the devil didn't create nothing. He is not a creator.
That's right.
He stole music when he got kicked out.
Talk about it.
He's a thief.
That's right.
And he stole it when he got kicked out and never returned it.
That's
so we taking it back. Amen. So yeah, I feel you. And you know what? I was just listening to you and, you weren't even trying to sing. You was just, and man, that's a soft voice.
Thank God for it.
Oh,
thank
Lord,
God.
Lord, Lord.
I
so,
thank him.
So when is the date for that event, sis? Y'all haven't said it yet?
It's the first Saturday in February.
Oh,
that date?
Come
the
on,
fourth?
Somebody.
Is that the fourth?
I believe it's that Saturday, that fourth. We're going to confirm that, but it is the first Saturday in February, right there at the Historic Ritz Theater and in High Point at 709 Washington Street. And it is the 4th.
Yes.
It is the 4th.
Why y'all going to do it on Saturday? Y'all know I do the show on Saturday.
Well, I was praying that the show can be done live there.
Oh, well, you know,
what
that's another conversation.
What can we do?
That's another conversation.
I don't know what we could do. You know, but yeah, so maybe we need to do a Friday and a Saturday so that way you can come. So maybe the 3rd and the 4th. How do you like that?
We'll figure it out. We'll talk about it offset.
Yeah.
Details will be forthcoming, yes.
But yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate it. See, I'm from Philadelphia, see, so I'm like your neighbor. That was my hangout spot was New York, so I just appreciate everything to come from the East Coast.
Yes.
You know? But I was just listening to you, and you weren't even trying to sing. You had that harmony. It's just like, I'm like, oh, come on now.
Come on now. Uh-huh. And one of the things that we talk about is, you know, just in praise and worship, you know, praise and worship. It doesn't have to be loud or boisterous or screaming and things of that nature, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what I love about the gospel hip hop is because everybody have their own audience.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. And so you have that smooth jazz R&B flavor going on.
I'm
going
to send her a sound. She going to get a sound for me. I'm going to see if she come up with something.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be a straight up producer. I got so much music, but I got a song. If you come up with something, we're going to put that into action.
Really?
Because, you know, I'm working on a CD for Bridging the Gap.
Okay.
You know, for the radio station here, we want to do a compilation CD signifying 6 years of Bridging the Gap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hey.
It's only been two people that I heard him say that to, you and Serena.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Serena Moore.
Thank you.
Yes.
And she is amazing.
This sister can rap.
Insane. I didn't even hear her rap. Really?
Oh, her. Oh, my God. Well, that hip hop that she did at the church. Remember the... Ooh! Man, I loved it.
Awesome.
I loved it. I'm trying not to bang on the table, too.
It's such a habit, yes.
Well, you know what? I'm going to send a song to you, and then you make the... Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
That's offset.
Okay.
But hey, where we at now?
He just opened up my whole mouth. What you talking about? Okay, yeah. But, you know, what? The other thing, too, is we were talking about that monologue, and yes, the first week of the first week of
February.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about what Thursday and Friday looks like.
Okay.
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 And that way we can hit multiple audiences, and it's going to be an intimate setting.
And I can bring the lights, cameras, and action.
Lights, camera, action.
We love that. And the other thing is we want to support what we're doing in the kingdom, not necessarily. In a church platform, because the church already have their programming and things.
Yes.
So that's what I love about the Ritz Theater, because mm-hmm. we have an opportunity to actually have all kinds of events, mm-hmm. all types of musical songs, theater, all of that. You know, when you think about it, I was 12 years old when I started writing. I wrote a play. And it was called I Shall Wear a Crown. Mm-hmm. And I was 12 years old. And so I'm directing the choir and playing the drums and doing all kinds of things.
Wow.
And I would direct the play, things of that nature. So theater has always been in me. Mm-hmm. My grandfather had the children's choir. And we did an album, you know, being in the children's choir.
Nice.
I think I was... 6 years old. I may have been a little bit, maybe four or five. And I'm sitting there on the album cover, you know, dressed, you know, like, hey, in the choir, in the little children's choir. And so music has always been the thing for me,
mm-hmm.
where I really love music. People know me more from teaching or preaching versus the music, but a lot of people know me from directing and teaching in that perspective. And so I'm grateful to meet people like yourself who have that natural born talent and can just really exude the greatness and the spirit of God in them.
Amen.
You really show it. You really, really show it. And I'm excited to even know you. And
mutually so.
Yes,
I'm excited to know you, Jenny.
My God. I just can't wait to...
That's called them kingdom relationships.
Yes.
Divine connections.
Yes.
Yeah. When you say timing and alignment.
Mm.
Yes. You want me to say that?
I do.
Yes, timing and alignment.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what he's doing.
He needed that to come back to me from that moment.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
yeah, I love that. You know, that's what Pastor Stu does for me. He'll send me a scripture, and it's like, wow, I really needed that at the time.
Yeah.
And it's not a scripture that I'm not aware of. It's not a scripture that I haven't read or studied or whatever. It's something that he reminded me back to that.
Yes.
You know, and see, some of us, that's what we need to always have in our life. We have to have the remembrance ministry. You know, because that's what happened with the children of Israel. They kept forgetting.
Yes.
And forgetting. And the Lord kept bringing them back. Hey, remember, mm-hmm. through their whole life, through their whole walk, he was like, remember, you know, the pillar of fire, you remember this? And he had to keep reminding them, because we get so far out there and we forget. And that's the human thing. We just forget what God has done in our lives.
Mm. We do forget.
And a lot of times people go through depression mm-hmm. because they forget.
Yeah.
They forget to remember. But if you remember what God did, he's not a respecter of persons. He did it before.
Amen.
He'll do it again. My mother has shared with me this analogy of how Christians grow. And she compared it to when you take a freshly never used rubber band. When it's in its original form, you stretch it out as far as you can, and then when you let it go, it retracts, but it never goes back to where it was mm-hmm. originally. Mm-hmm. And then when you stretch it again and hold it, and you let it come back, it retracts, but it doesn't go back to where it was the time before that. Mm-hmm. That's how we grow in God. And so if you just keep remembering what God has done.
And that's scripture.
Remembering what he has
done. Us, remember.
Yes, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yep.
Like David did. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And I'm talking to me. God has a funny way of doing what I call multitasking while he's speaking through one of his children to another child, mm-hmm. right? That's that heart to heart, breast to breast. He's ministering through me to you and me at the same time. Only God can do something like that.
Amen. You know what? That is so powerful. And that's something that I live by. My greatest ministry, through my walk with the Lord is one-on-one.
Yes.
One-on-one. I have seen so many, so great results. Just one-on-one, me talking to somebody one-on-one. Right. And I just seen it bloom. And it's people today that I remember that one-on-one conversation just blew them up in the sense where the Lord is using them now for something greater, mm-hmm. you know, but I remember where it started from. Mm-hmm. I remember. And it's just like, wow. And sometimes he always come back. And he says, remember this, because mm-hmm. I was down. You know, we all get into that Elijah hiding from Jezebel spirit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And we done seen the Lord did all kinds in our hands. And then we running from Jezebel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But the point I'm trying to make is that, that is a great place to be. Always keep in mind. David told his son that. He said, be a man. Remember what the Lord has done for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When he was passing the mantle, he said, remember, mm-hmm. keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Keep his statutes. Never forget his statutes and his will and his direction. Never. Always keep it in mind. Mm-hmm. Man, it's some powerful stuff. But we do have to take a break. I'm going to try this. Try these breaks again. We're going to see what happened.
Yes.
And God is going to get the glory.
Yes.
You know, in whatever happens, right?
That's right.
Yes and amen. Just enjoying the Lord. We appreciate the Lord today. Thanks for riding with us. Thanks for the phone calls and all the good stuff. Ooh. And we just hope you have been blessed by the Lord from the conversation.
Yeah.
Amen. But we closing out the day. You know, I got to go check out that Philadelphia, New York game.
I told him, now listen, he don't have to repent. He don't have to repent and ask for forgiveness. I told him, don't mention them sports on this line. Y'all, pray for him right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
But we gonna go see what it do. Amen. But God is good, and it was a pleasure having you on here today. I love what's coming on, and I'm looking forward to the future relationships with you guys and go from there. So where we at, Elder Chad?
I just want her to read her dedication, because you know, if you want, for those who were listening earlier. We just thank God for Jennifer Baker Graham for being on the line. She's an author, an artist, and singer, and she will be doing her one-woman monologue, and it will be a Jennifer experience. Mm. So it's going to be a wonderful journey from a little girl getting up.
Yes.
And not just little girls, little boys, you all, yes, everyone get up. And her dedication, I just wanted her to read that dedication. It's a little small snippet, but I wanted you to hear it from her voice, what the dedication of this portion of the book is.
Yes. So I dedicate this writing to every individual who needs encouragement to tell their story. You have a voice and someone needs to hear it.
That's awesome.
The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony.
Amen.
And our testimony is not just for us.
That's it.
It's for us first, you know, but it's for us to share.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And all, everything is in timing and
Timing
and alignment. And, you know, when we surrender to what we have within us, the God that's in you, you know, just listen and yield to the Holy Spirit, yield to the Holy Ghost, yield to it, surrender, you know, and just yield to it and listen. If you got so much going on, sometimes you just got to turn the TV off. You got to turn everything off. Don't turn the radio off while we're on.
Right.
But I'm just saying. you just got to turn some things off and meditate.
Yes.
And really, and he says, I want you to what? Meditate what?
Day and night.
On the words. But if you don't put the word in you, you can't, you don't have anything to meditate on.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to read something.
Yep. More word in.
Pick up the Bible.
More word out.
Yes.
That's it. You got to pick it up because, and a lot of times the reason why we are not able to apply anything is because
we didn't memorize anything.
We got nothing in us.
Mm-hmm. Nothing there to bring back to the remembrance because it's not in there. Right?
It's not there. So therefore we really need you to really be in tune with who Christ is in you, for you, with you, you know, together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, that's why he said, greater things shall you do in my name, mm-hmm. but you can't do greater if you don't know what was done.
Yes.
Amen. Right?
Yes.
It's for all of us. So we can apply the same scripture to what? All of our lives.
That's right.
And that's a wonderful thing. So we just thank you for coming. Did you want to give a shout out to a couple of people?
Yes. So I want to give a shout out to my mother, Lutricia Millian. I thank God for her godly witness and the example of Christianity that she has lived the duration of my natural life. She was a Christian longer than that. But I thank God for her. I want to shout out to my sister, Julia. Hey, Jules.
Hey,
I call her Jules. Hey, Jules. And my two Chica sisters, Adrian McNeil and Anitra Wells. And I can't forget about my other Chica sister, Robin Farrington. Tamika.
And happy birthday.
Yes, and happy belated birthday.
Yes.
And Tamika. We had lunch with her. And also Miss Shamia. We just had a little Chica day today. So I thank God for them, for them and for sisterhood because... you need your sisters, you know. Yeah. We rely on God, and He is the source of our strength. He is the rock of our foundation, right, of our salvation. But God put us together because He intended us to be, as you said earlier, fitly joined together. And with the iron sharpening iron, you need people in your life who love you where you are.
That's
they don't
right.
judge you, but they tell you the truth. That's the definition of a real friend.
I'm that truth teller.
Yes, tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you help people when you tell them the truth in
That's
love.
True.
The Bible says speak it in love.
Yes.
I did a little word study because I was, you know, the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes. Yes.
So I started studying. I'm trying to figure out what the joy of the Lord. And we know we have a natural joy from His presence and all of that stuff. But I'm sorry, what is the joy of the Lord? And you know, I come to find out that we are the joy of the Lord. We are His joy.
That's good.
Iron sharpens iron, just like you pointed out. But we also need each other.
We do. Yes.
This is why fellowship is so important.
It is.
And Jesus expressed that all through the scriptures. God would say things like, hey, have a feast in my name. You know, get together, bring all of your people, set it out, lay it out. Have a feast with your people in my name.
That's it.
Yeah, so fellowship, we need one another. And that is so powerful. And so I just appreciate you saying that. And man, you know, God is good.
Yes, you know, I'm glad you said that because we are the joy of the Lord. That's a really good example of applying that to our lives. When you were talking about where you need your sisters and your brothers and things of that nature, I like power stuff, right? So Power Rangers, it reminded me of the Power Rangers.
Okay.
The movie, you know how they, when they hit their fists together and they join together, they combine their power.
Yeah, I love that.
And they combine their power and it was like power force. And it reminds me of that. So when you're with your sisters and your brothers, especially when they got the Holy Ghost, can you imagine what we can do together if we just
join forces.
Join forces together. The power that's in you and the power that's in me. Come on now. I'm trying not to preach right now. But I tell you, with the Holy Ghost, we can do some things that we have never done before. But you got to get that word in your life like never before. And we can join forces and do something. And that's what we're getting ready to do. So I want to give a shout out to Mother Million, too. So thank you so much, because you know what? She's so amazing.
She is. Oh, my gosh. She's sweet fire.
Woo! Yes.
And
I don't know if my mom was able to actually listen to this, but you know, I sent it over to my mom. She's getting so savvy on a computer and everything. I just love it. She's like, baby, I did this. And so I want to give a shout out to my mom, Sister Jackson, all the way in San Diego, California. I just love her and my family. I love you all. And my pastor, my daddy pastor, I call my daddy pastor, Bishop Jackson down there in Birmingham, Sister Jackson. I just thank God for you all being in my life. And I want to give a shout out to my best friend. One of my best friends is in town, Dolly Hayden. I thank you for just being in my life right now.
Amen.
And all of, so if you don't have a place to go tomorrow, there's a couple of churches we want to recommend right there at 1822
Sharp Road.
Right there. None other than
Greensboro.
Carolina, where none other than Bishop Dr. Kevin Williams is the pastor, senior pastor, and it's called what?
Jerusalem
Cathedral. So we just want to see. This is when you got a whole bunch of us in the house, right? So at 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. Well, 7 a.m. in Greensboro, 10 a.m. at Monument of Praise.
9 a.m.
In Monument.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! At 9 a.m. in Monument of Praise and High Point.
Yes,
and then back again in Greensboro at 11 and 6 p.m.
Yes.
So we thank God for that, and we want to give a shout out for those who miss all of them services, and you get up late and you say, oh well, church is over at 12 o'clock.
No, you can
go right on over there to Bishop George Pass.
Come on,
1 o'clock. Right, yeah, the wonderful church right there in High Point, what is called the Village Life Cathedral.
Amen.
None other than Bishop George Pass and Lady Pass. We
Hallelujah.
Thank y'all.
Well, we appreciate you coming on today.
Awesome.
And we're going to definitely do some collaboration in the future.
Absolutely.
Because I just feel a great spirit from you. And, you know, it's a blessing. Hey, I got to come over there and check out New Jerusalem sometime soon.
Yes,
you know?
Man. So, love to have you.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
I
see you guys on the book, Elder Charity, always sending me the link and all that stuff. So
listen, that's the first church that said it was okay for me to share. I be online sharing. The bishop would say, hey, turn on your phones right now and share with a friend.
Yes.
I'll be like, and I'll wait. I'm like, ain't she supposed to be in church? He said it was
okay. I'm in church, yes.
Amen.
I
wish
said I could do it.
Amen. Well, we appreciate you guys and appreciate the saints of the Lord. You know, there's nothing like, there's no other creature like us. I'm talking about the children of God. So yeah, we just appreciate the Lord and the fullness. I'd like to give a shout out to Pastor Stu Epperson Jr., the one who owns the station here. He's a great man of God.
Yes.
And my confidant, you know, he's you know, I don't say that about, and I have a lot of them, but I don't say that about a lot of people. You know, some people are just true to their nature, and every time I'm around them, it's just
the expression of Christ is all around here. Mm. Shout out to Michael Carbone, the station manager, yes. director, the man, everything.
He does everything.
He does everything around here. I mean, he'll mop the floor. You know what I mean? And just
as a servant.
Yeah, it's just a great spirit mm-hmm. here in the Truth Network family and all of the staff here. All of them are unique in their own person in Christ.
Yes.
You know, I met a couple of new faces today and, you know, I mean, I can go on like Robbie Dillmore, you know, the Christian car guy.
These
people have expressed so much without anything to gain for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, have expressed so much love of Christ. And I just, you know, you can't, there's no substitute for that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, man, you know, Lord, you have placed me in the center of some great men and women of God that love you.
I don't know why I'm emotional today, y'all.
Yeah, tears been coming out of her eyes the whole broadcast, y'all.
Because, you know, sometimes when, it goes back to refilling up.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you sharing that because a lot of times you go into a workplace and you just don't feel the care and the concern and the love. And it's nice to be able to come to a place where people just can care about you and think about you and love on you.
So we just appreciate I you know, I like to give a shout out to all the men and women of God that are out there in listening land that are putting their hands to the plow.
Yes.
You know, because the Bible says that the field is ripe. You know, it's so much to do, but the laborers are few. It's few laborers.
Yes.
And he said that for a meaning, and hopefully it would wake people up. Is what I'm getting out of it. He's letting you know, hey, you know who you are and you know what you're doing and you know that you can do more.
And even if somebody don't see it, he says promotion don't come from the north nor the south, the east nor the west. It comes from the Lord.
That's where it comes from.
It comes from the Lord. So just know that your labor of love is not in for vain. God.
Matter of fact, the scripture says God sees every good thing that
every
you do. Everything that you do, God sees it.
And the motive behind it too.
My God, I'm if I can just get one more shout out, this man, Minister Dwayne Kennedy, has a passion for God, and he has allowed me the opportunity to just operate in my passion. You know, and I just praise God for that.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do something, but you always said, don't worry, just come. And you know, he blessed me, you know, when I'm not able to, he blessed me. He said, just come. And when you could do something for somebody and not ask for have any conditions on it, your love for Christ, it doesn't matter. You've done it. You know, you came out last week for His Church Global.
Oh, that had a ball, too. That was a blessing for the invite.
Man. Pastor Tom and Lady Lori Brown, they was out on the streets last week. I went with them. I was so excited. And they had the radio, I call her DJ, Lady DJ, Lori Brown. You know, they had the music, and they gave 75 lunch boxes.
Amen.
Oh, that's a blessing.
And these was gourmet lunches.
Oh, nice.
I was like, Jesus, I should have got me lunch. It was so good. I was like, Lord have mercy, I need to get in line. But I kid you not, in their church, you know, they do it online at 11 o'clock, and their worship service is giving on Martin Luther King's, and they, you know, they're from D.C. They moved here to Greensboro. And last week, it was amazing.
Awesome.
It was so awesome. And we were praising God. You know, we were just praising God from, you know, and they had just gotten in from D.C. to Greensboro. And so we just want to give out a shout out to His Church Global right there. You know, you can go online with Pastor Tom and Lori Brown. They are amazing. And they're going to take it on the road. They've already done it in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're moving here,
awesome.
So they're now, you know, here. I'm excited. So about
some great
what they're
people.
Doing.
I met them. They're some great people.
Woo.
And like I said, it's good to be around God's people because
yeah.
I mean it was a little chilly out, but they out there passing out lunches.
They had hoodies and they was ready.
You know, and they gave away everything that they said they was going to do. They gave away.
And then Minister Kennedy showed up with a trunk full of Bibles.
Awesome.
Also, every lunchbox got a Bible.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And he was smiling. You would have thought there was a double sun outside because he was cheesing. He was like, this is what I'm talking about. This is bridging the gap right here. He didn't even already put his name on it. He was like, this is bridging the gap.
Yes.
Bridging the gap is what taking the church to the street.
Yes.
This is the kind of Pastor Tom. You should have heard him out there. Pastor Tom, Pastor Lauren. Yeah, this is what we supposed to be doing. And
yes.
He was I was like, okay, you like this.
Yes. Natural food and spiritual food.
Yes.
They're both necessary.
They took the church to the streets.
Yes.
Do you hear me? So we was excited. We had a wonderful time. So that's why I wasn't at church. We was out there really ministering. I had a ball. I was dancing.
Oh, yes, she was.
I was dancing in the middle of the street with the sign. They called it Love Reach.
Nice.
Man, people were stopping and saying, we want to give donations. And what we were yelling is, we love you. Come and eat.
Nice.
God loves you. Come and eat.
Hallelujah.
That's so sweet.
I tell you.
Amen.
Okay, before I start crying, we can go to it. We love y'all.
Hey, we'll be right back on Bridging the Gap. Hallelujah. Yes and amen. Hey, welcome back to Bridging the Gap. Like I said, thanks for riding with us. You know, I usually play a lot more music than this, but the conversation was so good and the guests were so on point. And so we got away from a little music and just get into this conversation. Hey, but we'll be back here next week. Lord say the same. And we just want to just have us. So you have something you want to add on, sis?
I do want to add something. When we were having our last conversation, that segment we just had before that last set of commercials and music, it's like God just dropped this in my head. Elder Charity asked me a question earlier in the broadcast, and she asked me who or what inspired me to be able to go ahead and tell my story. And this is a question that I've been asked before, and I've given the answer that I'm about to share with you right now. It didn't come to me at that time, but the answer came again. So I'm going to share that with you. And the answer to that question is, none of us stood in a request line to ask God for anything that we've experienced as young ones. We didn't ask God for the gifting that we have. We didn't ask God for the calling on our lives. Necessarily. We didn't ask God for the proclivities that we have. We didn't even ask God for some of the things that the devil tried to use to damage us. But because the Lord is all knowing and all wise, and because he knew what was going to happen to us, he has hidden treasures in these earthen vessels. God put things on the inside of us to counter what the enemy would try to use for harm, mm-hmm. so that it would kind of cushion us and help carry us through what we would have to go through, so that when we got to the place of timing and alignment, as Elder Charity says so frequently, he would get the glory out of it. So that was my inspiration as well. Just realizing, hey, I didn't ask for those things to happen to me. God chose me because he trusted me. He knew that what he put on the inside of me would bear fruit. And that's the answer. That's another answer.
You know, and that's powerful. You know, we go to the life of Job. Job didn't ask for all that stuff to happen to him. God put him on Front Street. God said, hey, have you considered my servant Job?
He did.
Because God knew what was in him.
Yes.
And God, you know, and I look, you know, I'm a realist. I just look at this. I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't like knowing why people do things. I try to figure out, not what they're doing, but why they're doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and case in point, I'm going to get this quick, because I know you got something to say, Charity. I'm going to say this quick because
I used to do mentorship in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And it was this one kid, and everybody just thought he was just up to no good because he would always come to school early. You know, he was be there early, and he was in the system. And, you know, so they were like, well, you know, so they treated him like a criminal, and he started acting like a criminal. So one day I went to his house, you know, because everybody seen what he was doing. I was trying to figure out why he was doing it. Mm-hmm. And if, I went to his house and visited him, and I've come to find out that he was in a two-bedroom apartment with four adults and three kids. Mm. See, so he was leaving early to get to school early so he can wash up before anybody else came. Mm. And see, when that information was learned and everybody found out, mm-hmm. okay, everything started changing. Everybody started treating him different. And he said, come on in. You know, oh, yeah, you know, because they know his situation now. And he became a model student. Mm-hmm. You know, he graduated and, you know, headed to college. See, so, but, and that's how I'll be with God. I'll be like, God, why are you doing what you do? You know? Mm-hmm. And I look at the life of Job. And God put Job on Front Street because God knew what was in him. Mm-hmm. And God wanted to show the devil. Because the devil didn't know what was in him.
Right.
God wanted to show the devil, yeah, this is my servant. Have you considered him? No, I ain't gonna say him. Don't check him out. Check him out.
That's it.
And he was like, because the devil said in the scripture, he said, oh, he's just doing it because you got a hedge around him. He said, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm gonna move it.
My God.
And he did. And Job, it was like a boxing match.
Yes.
Left cut, uppercut, gut punch, you know what I mean? But the victorious one was God through Job at the end. You know what I mean? So it gets a lot deeper, but that whole concept, he knows what's in us. So
that's
yeah.
Right.
This whole thing, and this is the book of Slice.
Oh.
This whole thing here, what we live in here, we all know that it's a test to get to the other side.
It is.
But this also is showing the devil that, hey, there are people that's going to serve me mm-hmm. without anything.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There are people that's going to serve me that don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to serve me because they learned who I am and they love me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole key. If you love me, you keep my commandments.
Yes.
That's it.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just to kind of piggyback on what you just said, I believe that the devil did know a portion of what was in Job
mm-hmm.
because he was hoping that that would trump what God knew Job would do.
Mm-hmm.
Devil was hoping that he could use whatever insecurities Job may have had to cause him to make those sacrifices on behalf of his children. He was hoping that that would trump the power of God in Job's life.
Mm-hmm.
But God knew the devil would not win that situation.
Amen.
He knew that ultimately Job would yield to the way of the Lord and that God would reward him with double.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That all played into what I wanted to read out of your book. You know, you said, I would skip over the ugly part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about Job, sometimes we skip over the ugly
yes.
part.
Yes.
And then you said, it's time to focus on the quote unquote, the recovery.
Yes.
And then later on, you remembered a sermon in your book.
Mm-hmm.
And the sermon came from Bishop Julius Sloan in New York.
Yes.
And this is in quotes, either you're going to believe in God or you're not going to believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Job did, going back to your point, Minister Kennedy. He believed in God.
Amen.
So when the woman said, well, you need to curse God and die, she probably said, I think she probably said, you need to curse God and die. I don't think it said curse.
She didn't say
curse
nice.
God
she
and
said
die.
It ugly.
Ugly. And shook her head.
With the eyes rolling.
And he was like, well, he probably looked at that woman, you sound foolish. Get out of here. I'm going to believe God.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I remember that day so clearly. He said, either you're going to believe God or you're not going to believe God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple
That's
statement,
it.
But it just resonated within me because I was going through something at the time. And mm-hmm. I was like, he's right.
Your story
in this
powerful.
Instance, there's no black or white. Either you're going to believe what God said or you're
Amen.
Not.
Amen.
That's the end of it.
That's
uh-huh.
it.
Case closed.
Yes.
Closed.
Hey, well, we appreciate you guys riding with us. We're going to shoot out of here. You know what I'm saying? I can't say nothing about the game tonight, but hey, you know what? We can shoot up out of here.
Yeah, was that just shame?
We got to shoot that guy.
How can people reach you? Go Philly. Wait, how can people reach you, Jennifer?
So I have a page here in the back of this book. My email address is my name, Jen, J-E-N, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, at yahoo.com. You can email me. I'm on Facebook at Jennifer G, which stands for Gabrielle, dot Baker Graham. That's me on Facebook. And on Instagram, it's at Ginger, J-E-N-J-E-R, Gabrielle, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E, 78, no spaces.
Hallelujah.
So awesome. Well, you can always listen to the podcast, the recording of this. Go back on live stream, and we thank you all.
Amen. Blessings.
Blessings.
We can't take for granted the privilege and the opportunity that we have to enter into the presence of God.
Yeah. We won't leave this posture of worship. It's a privilege. Where the power's at, feel me? Yo. Look, words from the king, words from the son of man. It's forgiveness for your sins, cause the bloody lamb. I'ma run after the king like in my last day. He will pick you up, even if you lack faith. I just finished praying for my cousin John. And he say that he ain't smile like that in the wild. He say you feel like empty words when he speak. And I say because of the power behind the word you release. You need the Holy Spirit. Spirit of holiness. Lifting my hands up, I put all of my hope in it. Living on borrowed time, I'm feeling myself a truth. If you ain't obedient, then these demons will step on you. Remember me at the serpent whenever they body me. I'm running after Jesus, I depend on his sovereignty. All of these drugs and all that drink, go take a down. Look at these women and all these killers you hang around. Spirit of suicide, it's roaming the hood. You walk on the Satan, the heavy soul in the mud. You can't be fit for the kingdom, boy. With all these excuses you make, you just refusing the faith. You just abusing his grace. There's a reason why you standing here. Not because these diamonds, not because all of this glamour here. No way, no way. There's a purpose for your life, but it ain't about you though. Planes from heaven, and you can't go around them though. This position I'm in is a privilege for me. I'm down on my face cause my king lives today, yeah. I'm coming against all the hatred they bring, the hatred they bring. Lifting up Jesus, my soul is alive. I'm down on my face cause my king lives today, yeah. You told me to declare it, so I'ma speak it to him. And I'ma declare it cause you was bleeding for him. I can see the ocean in the sky crying out. I can see a lot of believers just signing out. You're relating his love to what you see and how you feel inside. The Father saying, let's eat, oh yeah, it's dinner time. He the one that showed you that this limit where they living blind. Brought you out that prison mind, flood them like a billion times. How to see many people just drowning late. And how you gonna love them if you just isolate? You too busy trying to be nominated to celebrate. I see the envy, but I just be busy meditating. How to see many people just drowning late. And how you gonna love them if you just isolated? You too busy trying to be nominated to celebrate. I see the envy, but I just be busy meditating. This position I'm in is a privilege for me. I'm down on my face cause my king lives today, yeah. I'm coming against all the hatred they bring, the hatred they bring. Lifting up Jesus, my soul is alive. I'm down on my face cause my king lives today.
There's nothing you and I can do to change who God is. We don't come to God on our terms. This is not a negotiating conference. This is not a God says, well, what, you know, what would you like? Here's what I'd like. Let's come talk about it. He's God. And he's a holy, righteous God. And he's given us the privilege of not just coming and singing about him, but entering into his actual presence. But it starts by recognizing who this God is that invites us in. And the awesome privilege that we have. Awesome privilege that we have.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can bring me whole again? Nothing but the blood.
I'm sorry, brother, but I heard you made it all worse. I'm stuck, I don't know what works. I know it ain't all your fault. You're just as flawed as me. And plus, I know what it's like when I let Satan talk to me. And yo, I've read all these books, and I've read all these verses. So why when I progress, do I get caught reversing? I'm trying to keep it moving, just trying to find your grace. But I just feel like in my life, I made so many mistakes.
Yeah. You ain't my sin.
Shelf and yeah, it changed me. You can tell that I've been lazy. It's the world that I was craving. But then I had a dream. He said that life ain't even always what it seems. Every test is a lesson. Every lesson is a blessing if you choose to see the message.
Tell me what can wash away my sin.
Still standing by his grace, it disappeared. All of my failures, all my shame, now I see clear. And that's because no other name has brought me near. And I can't wait to see his face, I'm pressing on. All my mistakes, they are erased, and now I'm strong. It's like the judge has closed the case, I can't move on. And yeah, I've moved from place to place. But now I found where I belong.
Another edition of Bridging the Gap with Dwayne Kennedy. Stay with us as we break down generational barriers that divide us and pull us apart.
Hot topics.
Hot music. We're taking the word to the streets. Bridging the Gap.
Yeah.
And now here's your host, Dwayne Kennedy.